Love Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I know it's been a minute. Tonight we're talking about recognizing and understanding the ugly parts of ourselves, and we all have them. And so we're going to address how we reveal ourselves in totality, how we embrace that ugliness about us so that we can alter the appearance of that whole effect, or learn to control that ugly part of ourselves. Welcome to Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. And tonight I have with me Sky Vaughn, my co-host here, and A. Michelle will be checking in a little later on tonight, but we wanted to say welcome and thank you for tuning back in. So I'm going to open up tonight and start with talking to Sky and opening the floor up tonight with beginning by asking if anyone has any comments or any statements they want to make before Sky and I start dialoguing and bringing you into the show. I see we still don't talk, huh?
We got to figure out something, how to get them to talk, how to bring them out more.
Yeah. So I guess, Guy, maybe if we begin talking, they'll join in as time goes on. So we're talking about that ugly part of us that rears its ugly head in situations like stress, arguments, disagreements, so on and so forth. And let's talk a little bit about how that ugliness that we try to hide or that we hope no one ever sees has a way of surfacing itself when we get a little discombobulated in life.
When I saw the topic and read it, I thought about something I say to clients all the time about coming in as your authentic self. A lot of people come into situations as representatives, and I don't know, sometimes I think it's not consciously, but we're just in a different space when it's new and, you know, things, we're happy and excited and things like that, and we put out. But there's some people. But the true you is going to come out eventually. Again, that's why I really tell people to take your time and get to know each other. Because as you go through situations and you see your partner with your potential partner, your partner with some other people, how they interact, you get to see who they are. So it's important to, I believe it's important to take time to get to know people, get to experience them during different situations and different occasions, and you can get a glimpse of who they really are. But like the topic is stating, in doing that, we have to bring the same thing. We have to be vulnerable and open and express who we are. And I say a relationship is a playground for us to get better. Okay? So you see those parts of yourself that are undesirable. You know, it's an opportunity to fix it. You know, and that comes with trust and trusting who you're with, that, you know, they're giving you constructive feedback and things like that. And instead of fighting back against it, you know, take a look in the mirror. And maybe it is something that you need to work on and change. And that's the perfect place to take advantage of that.
I like what you just said, that relationships are a playground for what?
To be better, to get better, to heal. That's what it's for. You have your person you trust. You know, when people talk about being safe in a relationship, I ask that all the time, and I get answers like, well, being safe, you know, that she's not going to fight me or she's not. No, it means that you're safe to be who you are. You know, you have that safe space to fall back and deal with some of the things that are going on with you and have been going on with you for years without judgment. That's feeling safe. Feeling safe means being able to be authentically you without being judged, and to look at some things and look in the mirror and maybe change some things.
Right. That's beautiful. I think that statement is beautiful and powerful at the same time, because that's the big deal. Nobody feels safe enough to allow their true face to be seen because they think things have to be a certain way. So they kind of try to hide that, and anything that you push down that has a boil to it will cause the top to rattle or lift off. So if you're being yourself as often as you should be yourself, which is all the time, that wouldn't happen, because the person would know that about you, and it gives them an opportunity to decide whether or not that's something they truly can deal with.
She's going to come out anyway. You know, the real you is going to come out anyway. You hear people talk about, oh, when I met her, she was this, but then she changed into that. You know, and it does happen sometimes. People come in thinking, I'm going to be what I think they want me to be. And they put on this act of, you know, this person that they're really not. And then they get tired of playing the role of someone they're not. And then they come out as themselves, and It does cause a problem sometimes, because you didn't show who you were, and now you're somebody else. You know, and it can cause a problem. I've had situations where somebody said, I didn't sign up for that. When she came to me, she said she was this and she was that, and, you know, she loved wearing heels and she loved this, and now all of a sudden she doesn't want to do any of that stuff anymore. And I asked her, why did you do that? Why did you? She goes, well, because I knew that's what she liked, but, you know, that wasn't really me. You know, and so they had an issue. Unfortunately, they didn't work. They did not work out. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about those people who do show you who they are, and we have a tendency to believe, no, that's not them, and they're going to change. And they're laying it all out there straight off, you know, off the top, and then you're acting strange because they haven't changed to be different or whatever you thought they, you know, should be, because you thought, you know, I can handle this until we get together, and we get together, they'll change all of that, and they won't have that way about them. They won't behave in that way. You know, what do we say to people who take that road?
That too. It's the same, Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are, believe them, kind of situation. And so you can only blame yourself if in the end you come to that conclusion, oh, well, she didn't become who I wanted her to be. You know, that's on you, because she showed you who she was and you decided to stay there anyway, expecting someone to change. And that's crazy. You know, that's crazy. I mean, there are some things, like I said, it's a playground, and there are some things, areas where people may change, you know, things that, because let's face it, there are some things that we all need to work on and be better. I mean, you know, I hate when people say, this is just me. Take me as I am. This is just me, you know. And on the one hand, that's true, but there are some things you might need to change, you know. And it's things that you can change. So why not try to do that? If it's for the benefit of the other person and you and your relationship, you know. It's one thing to accept people for who they are and where they are, but you need to have honest conversation and dialogue. If it's something that, an example that comes to mind right away is, again, another couple that I worked with, you know, she was very messy. You know, she ate in the bed, you know, things like that. It was just very, and she goes, well, that's just me. Well, you know, I just like eating in bed, you know, and all these different things. And, you know, her girl was like, yeah, but you're getting food in the bed, and it's just unsanitary, you know, and different things. And she's like, well, this is just me. It's just me, you know. And so, and I said to her, and you don't think that you can change that? I mean, and she's like, why should I have to change it? It's a comfort to me to eat in my bed, you know. And we worked on a compromise, and it worked out for them, but it worked out because she was willing to make some changes,
right,
to compromise and make some changes. And I think that's part of what you're talking about. So you got to come together, and you got to talk about it and, you know, make necessary changes. That's my baby.
Right. That's okay. It's because we all have, you know, we like to think that in relationships, no matter what kind of ship it is, we tend to want to hang on to the fact that it's not me that needs to do any changing. It's the other person in the relationship, because it's very easy to see what you see or what you deem to be a flaw in someone else and not be able to see your shortcomings within yourself, and not recognize that you too have some ugly parts. We have, you know, people who believe that, you know, they have no ugliness, And so, therefore, they don't need to work on anything. They don't need to fix anything. You're the problem. They can see a million and one things wrong with the things that you're doing and can't see anything wrong with what they're doing. And that creates a hope. That creates a new ugliness between the two of you that you now share and try to work through, because no one person in a relationship could possibly carry all of the burden of always being the one that needs to do the changing. So I would think that it would be nice for us to address that a little, but let's hold that, and let me go back out here to the audience and see if anyone has anything that they want to say. They may want to add any questions they may have.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I just want to offer up myself a little bit because I think this is a great topic, and I know for myself that I need to do some changing, particularly in one area, but I struggle with it because it's who I am, and I've always been this way, and I don't hide it, so it's not like my partner doesn't know, but it still needs to be fixed. I have a tendency to, when things are said to me or done to me that I don't particularly like, I often won't, for fear that it's not going to be perceived well. They may think it's stupid. I don't want to cause an argument. I mean, the list goes on and on as far as why I don't speak on it. But because I don't speak on it, something may happen that just really rubs me the wrong way, and then all of those things that I didn't speak on have now come to head, and I tend to explode. And I know that's not a good thing to do, and I guess the short answer of how to fix it would be to speak on things, but that is an issue for me and has been an issue for me for as long as I can remember. So I don't know. I guess I'm asking for some advice as to ways to get around that. I just don't like it when I explode, and then I ultimately really hurt my partner's feelings because I say things I say things in a way that's not cool. I say things that are hurtful. And I recognize that, and I feel really bad about it after the fact. But in that moment, it just feels like it's just something that I can't control. And I don't know if that makes sense to either one of you, but if it does and you have an opinion or some way you feel like I can, something I can do that might help that situation, I would greatly appreciate it.
Sky, you want to start?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I want to say is that at least you acknowledge it. You know, at least you acknowledge that you do that and that it is a problem, and, you know, that it does affect you and your relationship and your partner. I totally get what you're saying and how that happens. I normally recommend that my clients, you know, that are like that, and that's not uncommon. I just want to let you know that, too. And this is not uncommon at all. It happens all the time in sessions. Before you explode, because you feel it building up, you feel it coming, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of like force yourself to step back for a minute. You know, some people say they count, you know, stuff like that. And just really think about, okay, I'm getting ready to blow her apart. I'm getting ready to say something I know is going to hurt her, him, whoever, you know, stuff like that. And this is not what I want to do. So just listen. Just listen and just keep it down. The fact that you're conscious of it means that you can do that. You can hold it back. Or you can say to them, listen, you know what, I really don't want to talk about this right now, because I'm about to explode. So just give me time to bring this down, and then we can talk about it and see how that works.
Okay.
With the person. Just say, you know what, this is just not a good time. I'm getting ready to go to 100, you know, so just leave me alone for a minute and let me come down. And then you go back into it more calm.
So. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Whenever anyone talks to me about a similar situation of this nature, I tend to say to them, your responsibility is to be able to communicate your feelings to your partner or whomever you're trying to communicate those feelings to. It's not your responsibility to try to figure out whether or not you're going to be comfortable with how they're going to feel. Once you've said what you have to say, as long as you're saying it respectfully and, you know, you're not disrespectful, you're not responsible or you can't control how they take in that information and what they feel about it and what they potentially may say as a response. What you are responsible for, though, is speaking and communicating how you're feeling when things happen or when it needs to happen. Because other than that, it is unfair to just blow up on them, because most times when we blow up, we blow up when it's not a big thing. It's just that last thing. It was that final straw that
right.
makes us. And while you're at it, let me just let all of this go. And now they're looking at you really strange, like when you're saying all of this stuff, because they may not even remember most of what you're talking about because so much time has passed, or at the time they didn't, you know, think a whole lot of what it was that angered you or upset you or at the time hurt you, because it may or may not have been their intention, but because you didn't communicate your feelings about it, they weren't able to be able to say, well, that's not what I meant, and, you know, maybe I said that wrong, or maybe I need to go back and work on that. So I say that it is our job and responsibility to communicate our feelings, because no one can do it better than we can for ourselves, and then be willing to allow them to be able to have feelings about it the same as you have feelings about it. We tend to want to control the feelings of how the person is going to receive what we're saying. That's what causes the fear. That's what causes the anxiety. Maybe they're going to be upset. Maybe they're going to be hurt. Maybe they're going to, well, you can have all of those thoughts, because those thoughts are natural. And when you're having those thoughts, then you start to filter and say, well, what's the best way for me to say it so they don't take it wrong or anything of that nature. But you still must talk. You must communicate, because there's no other way for them to know what's going on. Let me reach out again and say welcome to everyone who has dialed in. This is Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. Tonight we're talking about recognizing and understanding the ugly parts of ourselves. One of the callers just stated one of the issues that they have about being able to speak their feelings, because they really, for whatever reason, they don't feel like they can do it. And then when something else happens, they may blow up, and then everything comes spilling forth. And so that was the response that we were talking about just that minute ago as you were calling and clicking into the line. Caller, did we answer your question? Is there anything else?
No, you answered my question. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Again, this is a free space and a safe space. Your line is open. If you have any questions or any statements you want to make, you can use your real name. You can give us the last four digits of your phone number. If you have a pseudonym or a nickname you want to be, we just want you to know that whatever we speak here remains here, and we want you to be safe, and we like to keep it raw and real because our goal is to heal. So we're talking about recognizing and understanding the ugly parts of ourselves and ways that we can grow from our ugliness, and how it's okay to expose that ugly part so your partner or your friends understand who you are and what they're getting themselves into. So we want you to know that the floor is open before Sky and I pull out another segment of this and talk a little about that. Anyone have anything they would like to ask or say so far regarding the topic?
I would like to interject. I think that's an awesome topic. That's what I've been working on with myself, dealing with healing or just the not knowing fact when you meet people and, you know, you meet people and you don't know how they feel about you, but it can be a wrong assumption until you actually get to know the person. I'll just say that.
I agree. I think that's so true. I can't tell you how many times, and I'm sure I can't say for certain, but I'm sure Sky probably doesn't have the same issue that I would have. But many times people have me all wrong until they get to know who I am, because there are parts of me that seem unapproachable. And that's just the Capricorn about me. What people normally don't know, they make up or they take on what someone else tells them, whether it's the truth or not. So, you know, and then most people spend the rest of their lives trying to correct all of the misinformation that people may have been told about them. I, for one, don't do that. I just figure if that's, you don't know me, and if you were going to take that and you didn't even attempt to approach and get to know me, then whatever notion that you have about me, I'm good with it. You can keep it. But that's just my temperament. I know that I didn't initiate that feeling within you. I haven't done anything personally to you. So if anyone needs to atone and make up, in my mind, it's a step towards me that you should make, because I never pushed you away.
And that's again, exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did, and I appreciate that. You know, that part of it, you know, just, because you never know what people go through on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it could have just been one of those days, you know, at the encounter. So I just, you know, appreciate that. And this space right now, because it's even healing the more. So I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. We want to say welcome to you, too. If this is your first time, we say come back. We have this every Thursday at 8 p.m., and, you know, you can – tell your friends, because that's why we're here. Our goal, Sky and I and the other hosts on the show, our goal is to really sell love back to people, because love has gotten such a bad reputation. And we're trying to take back the truth and put it out there about love, because love and being open and being authentic and being free is a freeing thing. We keep ourselves in bondage by trying to dismiss the very things that will free us. So true freedom is being able to authentically be who you are and have people have the opportunity to accept that. And that's what this show is all about, no matter what the topic is that we're going through. So welcome to you if this is your first time, or thank you for returning. So, Sky, let's talk a little bit about those moments when we look in the mirror and we can't even see our own ugly parts.
This is what comes to mind when you say that. When somebody says, when different people describe you a certain way or say that you're a certain way, instead of taking offense to it, you really should think, okay, a couple of people have said that to me. Maybe there's something to this. Because we really, sometimes we can't see our stuff, you know. But if you have people saying things and they're all saying the same thing, then perhaps it's, you need to look at it. You know, especially if it's strangers, you know, I mean, what's the chance that, you know, you have four or five strangers just, you know, saying the very same thing? So we have to be open, you know, to listen to constructive criticism, or even if it comes across non-constructive, I don't know how to go. But just be willing to take a look instead of saying so quickly, you know, no, that's not me. just take a look, because it just might be something there, you know. And it's an opportunity to grow, and you're being made aware of something that you weren't aware of, and just take it as that. It's happened to me. It has happened to me. A few people have said certain things, and I denied it, and then it was like, okay, somebody else said the same thing, maybe, you know, and it was, you know. And so, you know, you tweak it, and you do what you do with it, and but that's what I have to say to that. That's just one way to know, because if you can't see yourself or see certain things that you do, just kind of pay attention to it. I mean, you basically know who you are internally, so if somebody's just giving you crap, you know that's not you, you shake that off and go away. But if a few people say it to you, it might be something you want to look at and make some changes.
You know, and I'll add to that. I think we understand that we have those ugly parts, because a part of some of the ugliness that we have is actually simply just a safety mechanism that we've perfected over time to keep from being hurt. And I think that when we give a person an opportunity to really see who we are and to understand who we are at our core, we tend to not fall into those ugly spaces on a regular basis or so quickly. We tend to bring beauty to that space that once occupied the ugliness, because when you feel safe around people, there's no reason for you to present that ugliness. You know, if you're a person who gets mad, and you know that when you get mad you say hurtful things, then as Guy stated earlier, you have to take a TO and walk away until you can calm down enough to not be hurtful towards others. And you could do things like that because, you know, you're protecting yourself from being hurt, or you felt as though you were being hurt. But there's something about feeling safe around people that make people react totally different than they react with other people that they don't feel safe around, that they feel are attacking them, or that they feel don't like them, that they feel won't accept them. And it makes you behave in ways that fortify those people feeling that you deserve what it is that they're giving to you. And I know that's a hard spot and a tough spot, but as Michael said, we have to start with that one in the mirror, and once we start recognizing and being able to say, hey, I see you, and that's not a cute look, I'm going to dress that up now, I'm going to fix that, and I'm going to address it, then you start to be able to do other things within and show that other side. Again, I'm going to open up if anyone, I mean, because this is not a space where you have to agree with everything that Sky and I or A. Michelle says. You're free to speak 100% against it or add anything to it that you might see is needed. As long as everyone's respectful, you have a voice on this show. So we're opening the floor back up to our listeners, and if there's any questions or any statements they'd like to make, the floor is open. I'm going to share a story about myself, and I normally don't tend to do this. But, you know, I have this aura about myself that makes me seem unapproachable at times until people really get to know me. So I remember sitting once and someone was saying they weren't feeling very well, and so it was actually in church, and we have this space between the two services. So while I was in the midst of the first service. I had completed what I was going to be doing, and I knew I had to sit through the second service, so, you know, I'm going to listen to the sermon once and do the whole service one time. So I left, and I went and I picked up tea and some honey and a couple other things, and I brought it back to them. And their response to me was, you know, I never really thought you would do something like that. You know, I just always thought that you were one way, and here you are showing me this other thing about you. And I had this look of amazement and bewilderment at the same time on my face, because I'm trying to figure out, where would you get such an idea? You know, and the funny thing is that they always go back to their original thoughts about me, and every time I do something outside of that, it seems shocking to them, and it's ongoing, and it's religiously something that they repeat to me over and over and over again every time I commit a kind act towards them. And I'm just absolutely floored by it. And, you know, as I stated earlier, I don't try to make any corrections, but, you know, every time they do it, I experience the same sense of shock that, you know, no matter what, you keep saying this to me, and I'm just completely amazed by it. Never have I shown them an ugly part of me or anything like that. So I don't even know where it came from, but it happened. And matter of fact, I'm putting that one out on the table for an open discussion for you guys to have on me with regard to that, because whenever they say it, it kind of stuns me, and I don't even have a comeback. And that's unusual for me to not have a comeback, but I don't even have a comeback on that.
Well, what I have to say to that is you're a Capricorn like me. And this is one of those things I'm talking about. I've heard it enough that I'm recognizing that there's some truth to it. We can come across aloof, they call it aloof, or, you know, standoffish a little bit. That's kind of a personality trait of a Capricorn. And, you know, and that does make you a little bit unapproachable when people think that of you. And sometimes I know for myself, in the past, I've tried to compensate for that by trying to be extra cheery and all those kind of things like that. But then, you know what? I said, it's just who I am. It's just who I am. My intention is not to be standoffish or anything, but it's just who I am. And because my intention is not that, why do I need to change that? You get to know me for who I am, and either you appreciate that and roll with it, or you don't. And I think that's everybody. You know, we all have different personality traits and things like that. If we're not being nasty or we're not being, you know, then just be. And we need to learn how to accept each other in that vein. Somebody's not going to always be like you or, you know, act a certain way, but just accept them for who they are. You know, and that goes with your mate, you know. Kind of accept them for who they are. They may come across a certain way to you that's like a little, ugh, like I can't, it's hard to deal with. But if that's true with who they are, let them be who they are. You know, maybe they don't like to talk a lot. Maybe they don't, then okay, then just let them be who they are. And that's who your authentic self is. You know,
if I could interject, I believe that 150%. My motto is meet people where they are, because a lot of times, again, you don't. It just could be in that one moment, and you take that moment and blow it out of proportion.
Yes. Mhm.
You know, so it's like you just gotta kind of meet people where they are. I'm a Leo. I'm not a mean person. I'm not But when I'm angry, that's, you know, that's a different side. But as long as we're good, we're good. And that's just me, and I only know how to be me, the best me that I can be. So it's like I can't play fake or play like, oh, it's all good, and it's not, you know. So it's like that's another thing that I would like to work on for myself, you know, because a lot of times you have to in different settings, moving around, going different places. I'm a singer, so, you know, you still have to smile even though your throat hurt, or you can't have that I'm tired look or face, and then people will perceive you in the wrong way, and then that blocks your blessings or stops the next thing that may coming up. It could be a big person that's ready to sign you right there, but because you were sick or because you didn't feel it, you know, you, managing your emotions, if that right. makes sense, the better. That's my focus.
And it does. That makes a lot of sense. So what we're saying, I guess, in a nutshell, is that it's always important, and Sky and I talk about this all the time, that, you know, don't send a representative. Send you and take a chance on you. You know exactly how lovable you can be. Take a chance on you and believe that they can see that beauty in you in spite of some of the ugly parts that we may and may not have, because, as I stated, we all have them. And, you know, we have to get beyond this notion that we're perfect people. We're not. You know, we just need all of the things to align at the right time, and we'll show a part of ourselves that's extremely beautiful and that will feed the multitudes. And then there'll be that moment that we will experience that will be ugly, and that will not only make those who love us kind of like stop and say, hey, really? But we catch a glimpse of ourselves in the mirror and say to ourselves, hey, really? Did I really just say that in that way? And the beauty of showing that we can grow past our ugliness is being able to step up and say, you know, I know what I did wasn't, I mean what I'm saying, I just didn't mean to say it in that way. I was just trying to express myself at a time that I probably should not have. I should have waited a couple of minutes until I calmed down, or for some people a couple of hours, and for others a couple of days. And I know some people who probably never calmed down. But, you know, sometimes we have to wait until the beast moves back into its beauty. And if we ever need a symbol of any of that, we can just look at the beast of the fields that are out in the wilderness. They're majestic. They're beautiful. They're all of those things. I mean, we take photos of them, and we love to look at them. But on the turn of a dime, they can become that beast that you know that they are. And that's as much a part of them as their beauty is. Again, for those of you who are just signing in, this is Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment, and tonight we're talking about recognizing and understanding the ugly parts of ourselves and how we embrace it, and how we allow ourselves to be free enough to allow our loved ones and our friends and those around us to see who we are authentically, so that they can embrace the true and wholeness of who we are. Again, the floor is open. Anyone have any questions or any other statements that they'd like to make? And we get quiet again. So, Sky, what are some of the ways that we can, once we recognize those parts of us that can be perceived as ugly, what are some of the techniques that we can put into place in order to exercise ourselves beyond that?
Well, if you see it, if it's affecting your relationship with people, then you need to take extra steps, I think, to perhaps quell it, you know, or kind of, I hate to use the word control, but to control it a little bit more. Because a lot of times it's just who we are. Sometimes we have a short fuse, and, you know, and it's not that you're a bad or mean person, but it can come across that way. You may have had a really bad day. And sometimes we should be allowed to have a really bad day and act up because we're human, you know. But then if you know it's a problem, you might want to take a few deep breaths and pull it back, you know, take a walk or go somewhere and do something and come back when you're feeling a little bit. But if it is something that you see that needs to change, just take steps to do that. Like I said, with the first person who spoke, the first thing is acknowledging it, that you have that issue. And once you acknowledge it, then you're conscious of it and you can control it a little bit more and just take those efforts to control it. If it comes from a place of pain, a lot of pain, things like that, try to identify that and work on that pain, where it came from, and forgive yourself, forgive the other person or whoever was involved in that pain, and work on releasing it. And there are a lot of ways you can do that. I work with energy medicine, and I have a technique called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. Some people call it tapping. And it's where you focus on the issue when it happened, and you, once you're feeling the feelings of it at the time that it happened, you start tapping on certain points of the body where it's stored, because trauma is stored in our bodies and our central nervous system. And some people, you know, call it energy blocks, but that's where it's all stored. Childhood trauma, things like that are stored in that area. And with EFT, what you can do, once you bring it up, the practitioner is going to have you talk about that time and get you to feel the feelings of it, because once it's activated in your system and you start tapping on those points, it breaks it up and it allows it to leave you, move through your body. And that's the way of releasing a lot of things. So that's one technique. If you realize something is coming from pain, deep-rooted pain and trauma that's causing you to react a certain way, you can use techniques like that to try to work on it and get rid of it. But there, like I said, there's quite a few things you can do, but that's just one.
I think that's a wonderful segue to take us into partners who are experiencing some of the ugly parts of their partner and understanding the place from which it comes from and how you can deal with it without being impacted in a harmful and destructive way. You'll say, I just keep loving them and loving them and loving them and loving them. And they keep pushing me and pushing me and pushing me and pushing me away in a extremely with extreme ugliness and ugly parts. That's fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say to you, protect yourself while still loving them. Because at some point, shape, form, and fashion, because those people who have been close to them hurt them and tricked them, because supposedly it was done under the guise of love, So they don't trust in love anymore. So sometimes the more you love on them, the more suspicious and afraid they become of you. But you have to keep loving them and showing them that your love is true and you are different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you to be abused verbally or physically, but I'm telling you, you have to keep loving on them so that they can recognize what true love is.
I can definitely speak on that. My partner and I, we've been together February 11th. It'll be 15 years in which we're getting married. But it took a long time of understanding and knowing, just trying to understand. It's like about those late night talks and things like that. Communication is key. Effective communication is key. It takes time for some people to open up more than others. Me, I'm an open book. You ask me a question, I'll tell it all, you know, if I feel comfortable in that space. But her, on the other hand, it's like, no, I don't know. You know, so it's like it took me, her partner, years to get in. So I can definitely understand that. And I loved and loved and loved and loved. And loved, I'm going to love the hell out of you. I'm going to love the hell up out of you. Is that bad or whatever it was? You know, it took a long time for her to even reveal things to me. But, you know, I'm just grateful that I did stick it out and I did. You know, it wasn't a bad thing because it wasn't like she was mean. It was just she wouldn't tell me or we wouldn't talk about it. It's just that conversation, that piece of it. No, we can't talk about that. So I can definitely understand what you're saying and appreciate that as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And that's the work of a relationship. It really is. I think it's beautiful. Congratulations. 15 years is a long time these days. And congratulations on your getting married.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's the work of a relationship. I mean, you don't run. Like Minister said, no one's saying you stay someplace and you be abused. You know, you start to know your partner. You know what that feels like. You're able to differentiate whether or not it's really cruel and hurtful to you versus she just, you know, she has some walls up and she's had some things happen to her and she just needs love. You know, you get to know, differentiate between that and somebody just being cruel and hurtful to you. And when you realize that, you know, they're just dealing with some things that, you know, you just hang in there and you love them. You know, and the next thing you know, it's 15 years. You know, and that's the work of a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And a big congratulations from all of the host here on Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. We love hearing those kind of stories. 15 years, girl, got people who can't say 15 days. So that's beautiful, and congratulations, and we wish you the
Thank
best.
Thank you, guys.
And when you guys get married. One of the things, you know, we like to say here on the show is that you know, love is a healing kind of thing. And some things sometimes that people think have no beauty at all turns out to be something very beautiful. For instance, if we showed most people what a diamond looks like before it's cut and polished, what they would say is simply a rock, because that's pretty much what it is. It's a rock. It looks exactly like a rock before you polish it, cut and shape it. And the same thing can happen with the ugly parts of ourselves. We can take and turn that rock into a brilliant diamond within ourselves with a lot of support and love and freedom to be who we are in. So when you say you love someone and you're willing to be in that relationship with them, you have to understand what you're saying to that person. That, you know, I love you. Not that I love this part of you and this part of you, and I'd like to move and discard this part of you and swap that out with another part. Might not be you, but another part would fit just well right here. What we have to do is help one another polish ourselves, because the world is a very tough and hard place. And we can't escape some of the debris that will hit us, both consciously and unconsciously. And we all come from those different spaces and places where we've been hurt and all of those things. So people build walls, and some of us go back into being a rock, even though we were once brilliant diamonds. We go back to being a rock because to us a rock was safer. As long as I wasn't shining and sparkling, I was safe, said the young girl before she started to grow up and the wrong men looked at her in the wrong way. So, you know, you have all of those experiences and things that go on in people's lives. And what we want to say tonight is that love is a powerful thing. Love is a healing thing. It's like a bomb on a salve that you would put on a wound in order to make it heal without leaving any scars. Now, will we be scarless? No, but there's a way that you can rub, and there are ointments that you can put on, and aloe vera oil and all of that will make that scar go away. You know it's still there. You know what happened, but it's not so visible. And those are the things we're talking about when we say recognizing the ugly parts of ourselves and understanding them so that we can repair them. So is someone else on the line, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay, sounds like okay. I want to make sure everybody's okay. So, once again, I want to thank, yes? Someone was starting to say something.
No, I was just saying I'm good.
Okay. So, once again, we want to say thank you. We wrap up in a very unusual way. We kind of like do a recap as opposed to just, you know, saying good night to you. So, Sky? Any good words of wisdom you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to say in examining our not-so-good parts, we have to do that, especially when you're relating to your mate, because the communication that happens, we tend to take things personally. We tend to take things away that's not given to us. They may say something and it may trigger something in us, something that has nothing to do with them or anything else, and we respond in a negative way. So when we start paying attention to our own stuff and see where our stuff is coming from, you'll get to know, okay, she really didn't mean that. What was coming up in me is my own stuff. And then you won't projected and put it on her or him. And that's very important, because a lot of people, they'll just lash out, and it has nothing to do with anything. It also allows you to look at that person differently. Look at them with love. They may be acting out over there, you know, but just try to, maybe they have their own pain and they were triggered by something and it has nothing to do with you. And if you know that's the case, instead of lashing back, just look at them in love. Just let them go ahead on and do what they do, you know, and just forgive and don't lash out. Accept their parts, too, is what I'm trying to say. Accept their walls, accept their triggers, and hopefully it's reciprocal. They'll do the same for you. And that's when it becomes a beautiful thing with each other, and that's when you grow and you heal. So.
And tonight I'm going to do something a little different. As we close out, I'm going to give a caller an opportunity to do a closeout. If there's anything they'd like to say.
I think this is an awesome space. What you guys created, this is my first time calling in, and I definitely appreciate it. It made a difference in my day, actually. It's relevant. I'll just say that. It's very relevant. Even going to work day to day, and, you know, you tend to let things deter you and be that ugly self or that ugly part of you show. And that, for me, that's something that I have been, you know, praying about. You know, I just want to, you know, that to be a difference for me. So I absolutely appreciate this 100%. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank everyone for dialing in once again. Thank you for speaking up tonight, people. And I want to also invite you to return again and to bring friends along. We say love hard, love often, and love freely. Everyone have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Dr. Fay.
Good night.
Last night, I got